B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Melissa, you can save on funeral costs when you die.
Jesus. Well, if I'm dead, I'm not the one paying for it, am I?
Well, you might have to pay for it in advance. Or any, okay, how about this? If you have a
family... Oh, I mean, I'd be helping out family members or friends or whoever.
Yes. Okay, how about... Yes. Okay, so anybody who's going to die, you know, you can save on your family having to pay for it because it costs a lot.
Okay.
It costs a lot, you know, to bury somebody. But all you got to do is get yourself a cat because apparently...
I have two, so I'm already... It's already a positive part of the story.
This is super positive. They did a study... Well, the study wasn't on this, but while they were doing a study on decomposing bodies, on dead bodies, they realized that when you die, a cat will eat your dead body. So.
Wait, what?
When you die, your cat will eat your dead body. And it starts with the arms, in case you were wondering.
All right, hold on. I have so many questions. First of all, how did they figure this out? Did they, like, put a dead body and cats in a room and just see, let's say, hey, pounce?
I don't get it. It was a study on dead bodies. You know how people donate their bodies to science? It was a study on that, dead bodies. And apparently a couple cats snuck onto the property and started eating a body. And every night they'd come back and eat more of... It was the same body. So there's certain... So maybe, depending on what flavor you are, your cats might eat you faster, or they might not eat you at all, because we all know cats are picky bitches.
Well, I have a problem with this, and I'm saying it because I guarantee you in this study, it wasn't that person's cats who ate them. It was random cats, is what it sounds like. Boots and Butters would never eat me. I'm sorry. They love me too much.
Don't you consistently say that they just, like, lay on your chest and watch you as you sleep?
Yes.
Yeah, because they're waiting for you to stop breathing so they can partake. Listen, that's why when I die, guys...
Wait, why the arms, though? I'm curious about that. Why do they go for the arms first?
That's a great question.
Hanging out there.
Because they're cats.
Yeah, but, like, wouldn't you go for the ass or something that's, like, the most meatiest part of your body?
Ask your cats.
Listen, shut up. They wouldn't do it, so I'm not asking them.
Okay.
Jesus, this conversation. Really?
Yeah, I mean, if they're hungry.
I know. And you're there... Wow. And you're just lying there and you're not breathing. And they take a little nip. You know what? They probably take a little nibble of you every night and you wake up and they're like, oh, crap, she ain't dead yet.
Will you shut up? No.
Mom Melissa's going to look at her cats all funny.
No.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.